AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Have you seen the video? Dramatic video showing a white South Carolina police officer shooting a black man who's running away following a traffic stop. After authorities saw this video, they charged the police officer with murder. North Charleston Mayor Keith Sumey.
If you make a bad decision, don't care if you're behind the shield or just a citizen on the street, you have to live by that decision.
Our Sandy Kozel has seen the video.
It shows North Charleston patrolman Michael Thomas Slager apparently firing 8 shots at the back of Walter Scott as he runs away after a weekend traffic stop. The 50-year-old Scott falls after the 8th shot, which was fired after a brief pause.
The officer's then attorney released a statement saying the officer felt threatened and that Walter Scott was trying to grab his stun gun. The attorney dropped Patrolman Slager as a client after the video surfaced. The officer's been denied bond in a first court appearance. Just into his word from Kabul that an Afghan soldier opened fire on U.S. troops this morning, wounding 3 American service members in Afghanistan before being shot dead. No details yet. There could be some pretty rough weather over the next 2 days in the nation's midsection.
Things have definitely awakened. The atmosphere is behaving like it should for this time of year, and that means folks need to be prepared in case watches or warnings are issued.
Roger Edwards is with the Storm Prediction Center. He says there could be hail, strong winds, and tornadoes in the southern plains tomorrow. And on Thursday, some even worse weather in an area that includes Chicago and St. Louis. The University of Connecticut women will be favorites to win an 11th title next year after they beat Notre Dame 63-53 last night for the NCAA women's title. This is AP Radio News. One of the president's top aides says the White House classified computer systems are secure after a report that hackers got access to sensitive information. Our Martin DeCaro's in Washington.
White House advisor Ben Rhodes would not confirm a CNN report that Russian hackers accessed information such as the president's private schedule. The White House acknowledged in October it detected suspicious activity on its unclassified network while assessing possible cyber threats. Rhodes says the White House operates a separate secure system for classified data and takes regular action to prevent intrusions on its unclassified network. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Tea Party favorite Senator Rand Paul, now a presidential candidate, will spend his first full day as a Republican hopeful meeting with voters in New Hampshire. In his debut yesterday as a presidential candidate, he challenged both Washington and his fellow Republicans to, quote, take our country back. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.